You're listening to the Ludini Rock and Roll Circus, changing rock history one podcast at a time. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Ludini Rock and Roll Circus. Today, I've got Johnny DiCarlo on from the band Never Wake, a great hard rock heavy metal act, actually based out of my own area here, the Pittsburgh area. So this is going to be really exciting to talk to Johnny. The band is great. We're going to be playing the track Suffocate here in a little bit. You guys are going to like it. But first things first, you are listening to the Ludini Rock and Roll Circus. Our website is LudiniRockandRollCircus.com. Check back often for a lot of great artist stories like this one. We're doing, you know, several a week now, so make sure you check it out. When you hear the ones that you like, hit that share button. You know, just share it around a little bit, because as you share the podcast around, that's what helps get great promotion for bands like Never Wake and all the other bands that we've been having on here, artists we've been having on here. This is the grassroots thing that happens, guys, now in 2018 with the music business. You know, it's people like you telling your friends and the people on your social media list, hey, this band kicks ass. Check them out. This is a cool interview. These guys are awesome. So that's how you do it. It's not so much about us, about the Ludini Rock and Roll Circus. It's about the bands. Another thing at LudiniRockandRollCircus.com, you can show us a little love if you hit our little merchandise button up there in the right-hand corner. And we got some cool stuff there, so check that out. You can all find that at LudiniRockandRollCircus.com. Now, as I was telling you guys, we have Johnny DiCarlo here from the band Never Wake. Johnny, welcome to the Ludini Rock and Roll Circus.
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, we're good, man. So Johnny, why don't you tell us, you are from the Pittsburgh area. How did you get like started in this whole crazy music thing?
Well, I say that I'm from the Pittsburgh area, but we're about 30 minutes. I'm about 30 minutes outside.
Yeah.
I grew up in Steubenville, Ohio.
Okay.
So, like, you know, the only thing to do was essentially go to Pittsburgh, you know, growing up. So, yeah. But yeah, my dad has been a musician for 30 plus years. So that's really where I could say that I got started with it, because I was always influenced by him and, you know, watching him play. And, you know, he was very successful, and it's just, you know, I got my passion from him and watching him play over the years. And, you know, we just really enjoy doing what we do because, you know, I grew up in a family that supported it and really pushed me to do what I wanted. And it's been great so far. And we've had, you know, awesome success.
When did you first pick up a guitar?
Oh, geez. I'm going to say probably around 11 years old.
Okay.
And I was terrible. And it was an old acoustic guitar called an Arbor, I believe.
Okay.
And yeah, and I wrote my first song, and that was terrible. To be honest with you, the first instrument that I ever started playing was the drums. And when I watched my dad play, I kind of feel bad now that I think about it. Like, I was like, your drummer's awesome. You know, like, I didn't, like, you know, take after him. You know, he's like lead, you know, keyboard and lead vocals and stuff. So my first instrument that I started playing with drums, but yeah, it was a long time ago. And
so when you first started playing, like, what kind, other than your dad's music, what kind of bands were you into? What guitar players really kind of got you excited?
Okay, so, like, growing up, I mean, I was always a big fan of, like, Godsmack and Disturbed and, like, the hard rock on the radio. You know, I was and I'm not going to lie about it, I was never a heavy metal dude, like, growing up. I didn't have, like, the heavy metal influence of, you know, it was always just, like, rock and roll.
Hmm.
And it's, like, you know, harder rock. And, you know, I used to listen to, a bunch of bands, you know, it didn't matter. And then, until my buddy was like, you know, hey, let's, you know, you should start, like, you know, checking out, like, some Metallica. And from there, it just got, you know, more and more and more, like, I wanted more.
Yeah.
I wanted something more technical. I wanted something more modern. I wanted something, you know, and eventually I started listening to bands like, you know, Bullet for My Valentine, and then, you know, Avenged Sevenfold, and then Trivium. And, you know, it took a while to establish essentially, like, a style, because in those, you know, when you're writing music, you tend to not replicate, but you take influence from what you're listening to, and you go through phases, and so does your music. So yeah, a lot of different influences over the years, but you know, they've all built who we are.
Right. How did Neverwake come together?
So Neverwake came together the first time. It was kind of, well, the first time that we decided to do anything was actually, like, I didn't even know that I was, like, technically a musician by then. You know, it was like, it was my birthday 1 year, and my parents gave me, like, an envelope, and they were like, and I opened it up, and it was like, you have recording time at Studio L in Weirton with Rick Witkowski.
Yeah.
And I was like, what? And they were like, yeah, you know, you've been writing songs. And I was like, yeah. They're like, this is what you do. You go to a studio and you record them. So I was like, oh, cool. So, you know, it was like no, like, plan. It wasn't like, I'm going to go do this. And, you know, I had no idea. So I got some songs together. And me and my buddy, we've been playing together for a while. And, you know, James Watson, he used to be in the band. And we got in the studio and we started, you know, laying down some tracks. And we were like, crap, we need a drummer. We don't have a drummer, you know. So we were, you know, reaching out to certain people. And I knew Marcus Gianamore from high school because he was, the, you know, in the band. And I always knew that he was musically inclined. So I invited him over one day. I said, hey, man, we're looking for a drummer because, like, we're in the studio now and we need someone who can, like, you know, play these songs. Well, he was immediately able to play back what we gave him and even better. So we were like, dude, can you, like, be in the band? So, yeah, he joined. And then my other buddy, George, you know, I asked him. I was like, hey, man, we're looking for a bass player because we're, you know, we were just as surprised as, you know, these other people were like, I guess we're a band now and, like, we're looking for people, you know, because we have this recording time and we want to get this done. And that's really where it started. Okay. It started, like, not even knowing, like, who we were, and then we all came to realize that, like, oh wow, this is, you know, really cool. Like, we're starting something, and we're, you know, being a part of something. And it's even better whenever you finish that product, when we finished that demo and we saw the response from people, and that's when it really started. It was like, wow, people really like this. This is, you know, this is awesome.
And about how long ago was this, Johnny?
Oh geez, that was, oh man, that's got to be 2010, I would say. Mm. Yeah.
Okay. So you guys, so the band, so Neverwake has existed for a few years now. How do you feel that stuff has progressed since, you know, 8 years ago? Have you guys changed it around? Has it morphed a little bit, the sound? Has it expanded, grown?
Oh, yeah. Like, the sound has definitely changed. Like I said, you know, you really, like, your influences do have a heavy, they do play a heavy part on, you know, what you sound like. There's certain times that, like, you might be writing songs that you wrote 8 months ago, and you're just getting into the studio now. But by the time you got into the studio to record the song that you wrote 8 months ago, your style might have changed.
Hmm.
So the songs that we were actually writing on the demo were technically not us anymore by the time we got around to recording them.
Okay.
So we have like completely changed our sound since then, and, you know, we've really matured as artists and figuring out what we want to do, what we want to portray, and what is our sound. You know, there were certain times when you're writing and you're like, and what is Neverwake? You know, because it's when you first start making music, you don't think that way. You don't think, you just write
right,
whatever comes to mind. And then when you start writing, you know, after a long time, after writing certain things, you just go like, oh, that is very Neverwake. And it's weird. It's very weird to say that, but it's true. And you find your style. So yeah, it's definitely evolved for the better. And we're so happy the way that we've, you know, how far we've come.
Yeah, for sure.
So.
Let's go ahead. We're going to come back and talk a little bit more about And the video side of what you do as well. And the you got a new EP that you guys are going to be working on releasing later this year. So we're going to come back and talk all about that. But first, let's rock out to the sort of single you're sort of pushing right now called Suffocate. You guys crank this up. Never Wake. Suffocate on the Ludini Rock and Roll Circus. Okay, that's a great tune, like pro, up and down, you know what I mean? Just absolutely fantastic. superbly produced. Who did you work with on that?
So that was produced by John Moyer of Disturbed. He is a good buddy of ours, and that was the first time that we had him in the studio with us, and we recorded that at Innovation Studios in Steubenville, Ohio, with Mike Ofka. And we've worked with Mike, you know, plenty of times over the years, actually with Vitality. That was our first full album release. We had a single, Cut You Down, and then we had another full album release, Sleepwalker. And we've all done those at Innovation. So when we were first talking to John, when we first met him, he was like, I want to record. And I was like, come to Steubenville. Try. He's like, I know you're going to like this guy. I know you're going to like the studio. And he was like kind of iffy on it. But then he stepped foot in there and he's like, whoa, this is awesome. You know, and he really liked the atmosphere, and he saw how we fed off the atmosphere and the relationship that we had with Mike Ofka. So it was a really cool process getting there, like in the studio and working all together. But yeah, he was the co-producer on that one. And we were really happy that, you know,
how did you get to become so tight with John?
So, I mean, well, to become tight with him took a while, you know, but the first time that we talked, the first time that, you know, we met him, you know, people think like, oh, you got to have the inside connect. We literally sent him an email. Like, we just sent him an email because we were playing at a convention that he was going to be at.
Okay.
So we sent him an email, you know, because you're like, yeah, whatever, you know, let's just reach out to him. So then he got back to us and was like, yeah, let's sit down, let's talk. So, you know, we let him listen to Sleepwalker. And he was like, wow, this sounds great. You know, this music is really, you know, tight. And, you know, he wanted to be a part of the project.
Okay.
So when we decided that we were going to get in back in the studio, we gave him a call. And we were like, hey, man, we want to know if you want to be a part of this because we're getting in the studio in like 2 weeks. He goes, yes, I do want to be a part of it. So then from there, you know, it was like a working relationship. You know, we had him at the, you know, staying at the local hotel, and we were working and stuff. And but it slowly, like, it became like, as the studio days went on, it was like, you know, became more friends. So now we actually have him back in for this next album that we're recording, this next EP. And it's like he literally stayed at my house. Like, he just stayed in the guest, you know, the guest bedroom of my house. And it's like, just, we're buddies now, you know?
So Suffocate has a really awesome video that you guys did yourself, which is like, you know, beyond impressive. So why don't you talk a little bit about the producing the video, and you have a sort of video background. You kind of do that work. So tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah. So, I mean, whenever, you know, I like to say that creativity has no bounds. You know, I like to create stuff, you know, so I do on the side. I have my own marketing company. So I do a lot of creation. I do a lot of stuff, like, you know, making certain things. And video has always been like a passion of mine. It always, you know, struck me as, you know, it's another way to tell a story.
Right.
So, and I really like that. So this, when we decided to do like the music video, I was interested in like, hey, let's try to tell our own story here. Let's take, you know, we're creative people. Let's think about what we want to say and then bring it to life. And, you know, I was always just like hesitant to do this because video is very hard. I mean, there's so much you have to be prepared for. And, you know, we know how hard audio is.
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
You know, but we wanted to give it a swing because we really wanted to, you know, we had a good idea and we wanted to bring it to life. So one day we were talking about, well, what is the meaning of Suffocate? What is that song about? And, you know, essentially it's about, you know, everybody who has to overcome something that they personally deal with. And it's about shutting that thing up. And really what that song, you know, every person in the band has something that they deal with that they would like to overcome. Mine personally is like depression and anxiety. I deal with it a lot, and it's something that always I've been battling with. And so we were like, well, why don't we do this? Why don't we take each of our demons and personify them and try to make them something into the video? So that's the methodology behind the video. You see four different, you know, the four different members of the band, and then four different vices, four different monsters. So, and it's all about waking up and doing something about that, and overcoming that thing. So that's how we came up with the idea, and we hit the ground running and filmed it ourselves. I had my buddy Dan GTX help with like the camera handling and like the lighting and a lot of the mathematics stuff, because obviously you can't hold a camera and like be on camera at the same time.
Yeah, of course.
and he was a great, he was a awesome having there, and helping out with everything, and just because like I had a list of shots. I was like, okay, now this guy's gonna be standing behind Marcus with his huge bat, and he's gonna swing and destroy this one skull and stuff. And it was just really cool. It was really fun to be able to do that and have our idea come to life as we imagined.
So tell me about, you have an upcoming EP. You're doing a new one. You're finishing up tracking on it. You're working with John again. So what is this? What's the EP, and why an EP as opposed to a full length album?
So we always get this question because about the EP formats. So today, society has changed. It really does, like, it's hard to keep people's attention no matter how amazing it is.
Right.
I mean, you could show somebody, like, this guy can levitate for real. It's like he's literally lifting himself up in the air. It's crazy. And they'll be right. Like, whoa, that's cool. And then they'll turn away and look for something else.
Yeah.
They're just people. The attention span of people is so it's so, like, just it's there and it's gone.
Yeah.
And really, it's hard to grab people's attention for a whole album now, like, because we've found this out. And if you want to look at it, like, statistically, like, for instance, the album Sleepwalker, we put so much time and effort into those songs. And I remember, like, thinking, like, wow, each one of these songs has such a strong point. And it's not until now, and I'm not saying, like, we're finding out because we're getting paychecks. It's not until now that certain people are discovering those songs because we threw too much at them at the same time. And when you do that, then some songs suffer because, oh, like, they didn't get the money put behind them in marketing, So when you're pushing 13 songs at, people, only a few of them are going to catch. But if you throw 5 songs at people, the less there are, the more they're willing to listen to those 5 because there's a limited amount.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
That is really – it's basically just feeding people in bites, so that these songs can get their due respect. And trust me, I would so much rather do full albums, but society has changed. I mean, you look at all these other artists now, and they're coming out with single, Rihanna and she released like 20 singles within the past 2 years or something, because each time you release something, it's an event. So the method that we're following is EP, and then shortly after, here's another EP, and then here's another EP. It allows you to stay relevant, and you gotta adapt in today's society.
I don't know if you realized it or not, but I think you just gave a lot of great advice to a lot of other musicians out there who are kind of like wondering, which direction to take with this. So I thought that was very good. What is Melodic Revolution Records? Is that your record label? And how did you get? What do they do for you?
Yeah, well, Melodic Revolution Records is our record label, and they are based out of Orlando, Florida. And we actually got hooked up with them through our management, Atomic Cowboy Productions. And they basically helped us out. They're very, very cool people. Like, they, Nick Katona is great, and he's really taught me certain things about the industry that essentially, says, like, this is the way that you want to go about it, and helps me approach things systematically but in unique ways. So it's not like any other like label where it's like, okay, we're gonna give you money and you got to go ahead and do this. No, he just gives some really good advice, and he believes in what we do and pushes it out there. So we really enjoy being on Melodic Revolution just because of the value that Nick gives us.
And is this a label with other bands sort of in the same genre, the hard rock slash heavy metal type
genre? Actually, it's a lot of the bands on, we were surprised to be on there because a lot of the bands are a little bit more progressive. Okay. And I don't know if I would call us progressive, but I have a ton of people that call us progressive.
Okay.
And I'm like, I don't know, but it always sucks whenever someone's like, well, what's your music? Like, what would you classify it? Because you can never do that.
Yeah.
No. I don't like to do that because then I like box myself. I'm like, oh, gotta be this now. So, but yeah, no, a lot of the other bands are progressive, and it's cool because it's not like we're sharing the spotlight with other bands that have, you know, similar sound. You know, there's some like labels that are really stacked with similar sounding artists, and sometimes they end up like fighting each other for like, you know, certain things here and there. But
okay, good point.
Melodic.
Okay, awesome. So why don't you go ahead and tell everybody out there what the next 6 to 12 months looks like for Never Wake?
So the next 6 to 12 months is actually right now. I mean, it might be a little bit dead because right now we have just finished tracking our next EP. And we are going on to record a music video for a single. We're going to try to get a single out for you guys in, I want to say August, but don't hold me to that.
Okay.
We're trying to get it out in August, and we're going to release our next EP by the end of this year. So we've got a lot coming up at the end of this year and a lot coming up on the at the beginning of next year. We do have some shows. In the meantime, we actually are playing in Pittsburgh this Sunday. We are playing with Act of Defiance at Hard Rock, so that'll be pretty cool.
And what that's this coming Sunday?
Yep. Okay. Yeah, it's this coming Sunday. And we have another show, I believe. It's at Jurgles, and it's with the Dead Daisies. So yeah, that's
cool band. Yeah.
Later in this a little bit later, but yeah, we're keeping our shows to a minimum right now so we can focus on the, you know, the mixes and the music video and whatnot, but there'll be a lot happening by the end of the year.
Sounds great. Johnny, thank you so much for taking a few minutes today and talking to us about the band Never Wake and sharing your music with us. It's great stuff. I love bands like you guys because you guys are keeping that great guitar-driven rock alive and in the public consciousness. So hats off to you, man. Really appreciate it and wish you guys all the best. I need to why don't you go ahead and promote the website? I was going to do it, but you go ahead and do it. Tell everybody where they can find you on the internet. Go ahead.
It's cool. Yeah, well, you can find out anything about us, you know, on neverwakemusic.com, and you know, all of our music is out there, all of our shows are out there, and our merchandise, you know, if you guys want to get some cool merch, we have you know, even physical copies of albums. So you know, head to neverwakemusic.com and make sure that you find us on our social networks, you know, facebook.com/neverwakemusic. And same thing for all our tags, like Instagram at Never Wake Music. We love talking to fans.
Excellent. All right, guys, that's Johnny DiCarlo from the band Never Wake, killer hard rock slash metal band. They're not progressive, but great band. And I really enjoyed them and wish those guys all the best. Hey, Johnny, can you hang out for a minute? But I need to do a little business with you before we wrap up. You got a minute?
Yeah.
All right, bud. Okay, LudiniRockAndRollCircus.com is our website. Check back often for more great artist interviews. Don't forget our live music podcast that we do every Monday night at 9 p.m. Eastern Time on Facebook with my co-host Lily V6 and Keith the Hawk Hawkins. We play a lot of great hard rock and heavy metal. Never Wake is one of the bands that we feature there. So you want to check that out, you can just follow me on Facebook. You can find out about it or go to LudiniRockAndRollCircus.com and check it out. Don't forget to share the podcast. If you love Never Wake's music, let people know. Share it with your friends because this is how we get the word out about these great bands nowadays. All right, guys, thank you so much for hanging out with us today. It was a great show. I love when we get these great rock bands on here. And one more time, Never Wake's website is neverwakemusic.com. So make sure you go there and do all the things. Get yourself the merchandise. Do the whole thing. And show that the hard rock, rock and roll, alternative hard rock, metal is still alive and well and kicking hard. So check it out at neverwakemusic.com. All right, guys, thanks for hanging out. It was a lot of fun. I love talking to bands like this, and I will catch you guys on the next Ludini Rock and Roll Circus.